From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Southeast June exports soar past $100 billion for the first time, propelled by a surge in semiconductor shipments. The ruling Democratic Party flexes its majority status in the National Assembly and picks chairs to lead 10 parliamentary standing committees and one special budget committee, disregarding a boycott by the main opposition. And newly appointed Prime Minister Han Sung-suk pledges to help South Korea shed its status as a follower and become a leader of change. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. South Korea's exports in June soared past $100 billion U.S. dollars for the first time, propelled by a surge in semiconductor shipments amid the ongoing artificial intelligence boom. The country also posted a monthly trade balance exceeding $30 billion, the largest on record. Rosenbach reports.
South Korea's exports surged 70.9% year-on-year to an all-time high of $102.25 billion in June, according to government data released Wednesday. The figure tops the previous record of $87.75 billion set just a month prior. South Korea is the fourth country in the world, after Germany, China, and the United States, to surpass $100 billion in monthly exports, fueled by strong global demand for semiconductors. Chip shipments alone amounted to $44.82 billion, accounting for about 44% of all exports, boosted by a surge in memory prices fueled by the AI boom. Exports of computers rose more than 308% to $5.41 billion, while outbound shipments of wireless communication devices, including smartphones, increased by nearly 52% to over $1.5 billion. Exports of petroleum products and petrochemicals also showed stellar double-digit growth driven by higher international oil prices. Reflecting the June trade performance, the country posted a record-high trade surplus of $36.15 billion, bringing the cumulative surplus for the first 6 months to $138.3 billion. Given the ongoing market trends, South Korea seems on track to reach the $1 trillion export milestone this year. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The ruling Democratic Party majority National Assembly has elected chairs for 10 parliamentary standing committees and one special budget committee in the second half of the 22nd National Assembly during a boycott by the main opposition. At a plenary session Tuesday, DP Representative Seo Yong-gyu was elected to lead the Legislation and Judiciary Committee, Representative Yoo Dong-soo, the National Policy Committee, and Representative Cho Sung-rae, the Finance, Economy, Planning and Budget Committee. Floor Leader Han Byung-do will oversee the House Steering Committee and Representative Lee Kwang-jae, the Special Committee on Budget and Accounts. The ruling party announced candidate recommendations for 11 of 18 committee chief posts on Tuesday after failing to narrow differences with the main opposition People Power Party over chairmanship of the Legislation and Judiciary Committee. Newly appointed Prime Minister Han Sung-suk says that in the era of upheaval, South Korea is shedding its status as a follower and becoming a leader of change. Han, who was officially appointed by President Lee Jae-myung at Cheonghwa-dae on Wednesday as the nation's 50th prime minister and the second woman to fill the post, made the remark to reporters on Wednesday as she arrived at the government complex in Seoul for her first day of work. Han vowed to do her best so that the Lee administration can act swiftly and implement necessary policies in a timely manner, including those that favor bold investment in artificial intelligence and high-tech industries. She also stressed that she will actively review regulations so they don't unnecessarily stifle innovation, but instead ensure that progress benefits everyone and creates opportunities and growth for young people. Han, the former chief executive of the internet giant Naver, had been serving as cabinet minister for small and mid-sized enterprises under President Lee. Lawmakers from both the ruling and opposition parties have criticized the National Election Commission, accusing it of responding passively to the parliamentary investigation into ballot paper shortages during the June 3rd local elections. Lawmakers issued the criticism on Wednesday during a second briefing by the election watchdog on the ballot shortages at a plenary session of a special parliamentary committee in charge of the inquiry into them, with Democratic Party lawmaker Kim Yong-man slamming the NEC for submitting delayed and incomplete materials and for showing a passive response. Lawmakers also raised allegations that the NEC had been informed in advance of an independent fact-finding committee's plans and findings, though the commission denied any improper advance briefing. In response, the NEC apologized again for the disruption and announced reform measures, including printing enough ballots for 100% of registered voters, having three full-time election commissioners, and establishing an independent audit committee through legislation. Meanwhile, Acting NEC Chair Wi Chul-hwan again rejected calls to resign from the main opposition People Power Party, saying such a step would be irresponsible in the current situation and could create greater difficulties. The Jeonnam-Gwangju Special Metropolitan City, South Korea's first metropolitan-level administrative integration model, was officially launched Wednesday. Inaugural Mayor Min Young-bae took his oath at office during the first session of the newly created city's council, pledging to faithfully carry out his duties to promote regional development and national policy goals. He described the recently announced large-scale semiconductor cluster plan for the Jeolla region as a historic opportunity and vowed to concentrate administrative resources on its implementation. In his first official directive issued from the Muan office, Mayor Min ordered all administrative resources to be fully mobilized to ensure the early completion of semiconductor facilities at the start of production within President Lee Jae-myung's term. The City Council's inaugural session was held at 12 a.m. Wednesday to prevent an administrative vacuum and establish the institutional framework for the unified government. President Lee Jae-myung met with former President Moon Jae-in at a luncheon at Cheongwadae on Wednesday. During the luncheon, Lee credited Moon's administration with laying important groundwork for the current semiconductor initiatives in the Jeolla region by developing the renewable energy sector in the southwestern region. Lee said balanced regional development has long been a core goal of democratic governments, while noting that the structural concentration in the capital region has been a difficult problem to solve. Mentioning Moon's decision to create a semiconductor cluster in Yongin, Lee said the Jeolla region is now the only viable area for further expansion, while describing the situation as both fortunate and the result of prior preparation. Former President Moon welcomed the progress, calling it an epochal achievement in balanced regional development and urging continued efforts to reduce regional disparities and create local job opportunities. National football team captain Son Heung-min and several of his teammates have returned home to cheering fans after South Korea failed to advance to the round of 32 at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Son and the other team members landed at Incheon International Airport early Wednesday. The cheering and words of encouragement from supporters at the airport were in stark contrast to the heckling that greeted outgoing head coach Hong Myung-bo and nine players early Tuesday when they returned to face about 300 disappointed football fans. Before departing from the national team's training site in Zapopan, Western Mexico on Sunday local time, Hong apologized to the South Korean people for falling short of their expectations and announced his early resignation as head coach. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 173.07 points, or 2.04% on Wednesday, to close at 8,303.41. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 13.17 points, or 1.44%, to close at 929.35. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.